This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I was also imagining like a 50-button soundboard with all the joke.
Like, I mean, it used to be I had my iPad here and it was just like a bunch of squares and I would tap them, but then my iPad got broken.
How did it get broken?
It was part of a bit that I was doing.
Oh,
and
no.
I dropped it on accident and it shattered.
So now it's the
dedication
laptop.
To the
yeah,
bit.
So now it's my laptop. I should just take it to the Apple Store, which is literally next to my office, but I'm too lazy.
So check out our Patreon to buy Dominion.
Please! Please!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
I said a hip, a hop, a hippie to the hip, hip hop, and you don't stop a rockin' to the bang bang boogie. Say punch up the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the jam. Hi everybody, and welcome to Punch.
That was a marathon.
Now what you punch is not a... I have another verse, Mia. I would love to keep going.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Now what you punch is not a jam. I'm punching to the jam. And me, Miel, and our friends are going to try to punch the jam. See, I am Wonder Demi, and I'd like to say hello. Why are you letting me keep going?
It's better if you hurt yourself here, I think.
No, no.
But you didn't. You did amazing.
Thank you so
much. I'm really proud of you.
Hey, thank you.
What is this podcast? Who are we?
Who are we?
Huh?
Well, I'm Demi.
I'm
Yael.
Oh, yeah, I'm Yael.
Cool. This is Punch Up the Jam, which is a show where we take a song you know, talk about it for a while, dissect it, and then fix what's wrong with it.
Yeah, or just talk about how good it is.
Yeah.
And then, like, rewrite it.
Usually just talk about how it's perfect and go like, well, if it was worse, here's what it is.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
It's happened. And then today, maybe, perhaps we have a very... how do I say this? Magical guest.
Is that how you say it?
No. All right. Try it again. We have a wizardly guest.
Mm.
No. Okay. We have a Potterless guest.
There we go. That's, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Hit it.
You know him from Vine, from his podcast, Potterless.
Oh?
It's
Mike Schubin!
I like your pronunciation.
Shubies?
Shubies. That Shubes is the nickname, not the actual last.
I'm aware, but I still was just like, do you want me to call? I don't know.
You can call me whatever you want. My dad calls me Shubes.
I'm
going to
call you
good.
Mark.
That would
I can
be
call
incorrect.
You anything I want?
You can. I'm not going to. It's
you
your show.
It.
I did.
I'm going to call you Michel Schubert.
That's
Michel
my
Schubert.
French name.
Thank you so much for coming to LA just to do our show.
That's why I'm here. No, thanks for having me. I love this podcast so much. I love you two humans, and I'm excited
to
talk about this song, which I love/hate, and I'm sure I will hate more by the end of us just dunking on it.
What?
Or you might love it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not. I am truthfully, I'm surprised to hear you say you hate it. Because, well, we'll get there.
Uh-huh.
What is your relationship with this song other than you love basketball and you're very tall?
I'm 6 feet tall. I'd say I'm only slightly above average.
Demi and I are both 4'5".
Oh.
That's very tall.
Well, you are shrinking, right?
Yes.
I heard that's true.
Slowly and surely.
We shouldn't have pissed off that wizard.
Harry Potter tie-in.
A very wizardly.
Which, by the way, I've done an episode of Mike's podcast, Potterless.
Two episodes. It was very fun.
Oh, right. It was
mm-hmm.
two.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys like Harry Potter, check them out. If you don't like Harry Potter, you should also check them out because
yeah.
Mike's a real skeptic over here.
My relationship with the song is interesting. I love the song. It's absolutely a jam. It's so catchy. It's wonderful. And then as I got a little bit older and kept listening to the song and listened to the lyrics, I was like... This is bad. This isn't great. And
it's
there's so
insane.
Many little things that I didn't notice. Like, I'm sure we'll get into all the background tracks and the sound effects that don't line up. So I thought for this podcast, it's the quintessential Punch Up the Jam song where you listen to it. You're like, oh, yeah,
yep.
I wish. What a great song.
Yep.
And then you're like, no. Let's ruin it for you.
Yeah, I would agree with you completely. There's a lot more here than you would think on first listen.
Yes.
Here's some information if you want it.
Oh, I would love it.
If you don't know this song, it's I Wish by Ski-Lo.
I Wish.
Not to be confused with that game you played in an arcade where you throw a ball.
Ski-ball.
Ski-ball. That's
oh,
what it's
I was like, Wish?
Yeah, the app. It came out in 1995. Doesn't mm-hmm. that feel older than it is?
What do you mean? Like?
In my head, it was like 98, 99.
Oh, it feels... Like later, it feels like a song from the late 80s to me.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, this song to me was like peak mid-90s rap where there was no swearing at all. And it's vaguely wholesome.
Yeah.
Wholesome. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying, it is definitely very wholesome. Are there any curse words in the whole song?
No.
There's
a
skibobble.
Oh.
Which we will have to censor now that I've said it.
It peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is, again, higher than I thought it was. That's like a pretty popular mainstream song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was nominated for Best Rap Solo Performance at the Grammys.
Oh, okay. I thought that sentence was going to end with MTV Music Award.
I definitely was like
Grammy.
Some side award. Well, that is, it was slim pickings for rap back then.
And not true, actually, because you know what won?
Ice Cube.
Gangsta's Paradise.
I was
going to
say Gangsta's Paradise. Yeah.
I should have known that it was Gangsta's Paradise.
I can't believe this was up against Gangsta's Paradise.
Honestly, though, I feel like it's the kind of thing where it was like rap in 95 was just like, who's not cussing? And who's whose records can I play for my kids? And
we
like,
can't give the award to those NWA ruffians.
The riff rap.
History really has like put a dark light on these times in rap.
I hope he goes by Grammy-nominated Ski-Lo now, though.
Ooh.
He should.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is he going to do? The guy from that one song, Ski-Lo.
I have a couple curious facts in no particular order. I will start with the one that confuses me the most. I tried to fact check this for about an hour, couldn't really get to the bottom of it. If any listeners want to try, please let us know. I'm very interested.
You're
now
requesting a fact check?
I couldn't find it.
Despite the fact that our motto is don't fact check us.
Well, it's not fact checking you.
No,
it's
no,
fact
no.
checking the song.
Right.
All right.
Also, okay, so basically here's what I could find. According to the Wikipedia for this song, there are four credited songwriters.
Okay, I'm so glad you came.
One of them is Ski-Lo, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then the other three are 60-plus-year-old white British people.
That sounds right.
Which already I'm like, how did this collaboration come
Mick
to be?
Jagger, Keith Moon.
No, get this. It's way weirder. Anne Dudley is one of them.
Anne Dudley?
Anne.
Oh, Anne.
And she composed the music for films such as The Full Monty, American History X, Les Miserables. This is like a very legit film composer. Uh-huh. And she was in the band Art of Noise with another one of the supposed writers, Trevor Horn. He was in The Buggles, aka the band that did Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah.
And briefly was in the band Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the last writer credited is Malcolm McLaren. And to give you the best taste of his background, I'll just read you this excerpt from his Wikipedia. With a keen eye for trends, McLaren realized that a new protest style was needed for the 1970s and largely initiated the punk movement, for which he supplied fashions from the Chelsea boutique SEX, which he operated with girlfriend Vivian Westwood.
What?
After a spell advising the New York Dolls in the U.S., McLaren managed the Sex Pistols, for which he recruited the nihilistic frontman Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, you can hear the punk in this song.
Well, what I was going to say...
Is this not so
Well, you said Trendsmaster, which, when you think about it, this song
Harry
is like...
Harry Potter!
This song is like the happy, nice version of Straight Outta Compton and all this stuff by N.W.A. because it talks about Crenshaw and cruising and L.A. and all of this stuff, but nothing about murdering people or doing drugs or hating the police establishment.
This is like the Sliding Doors movie, like that
yes!
movie. It's the other half of that. Like, if things go well, it's Ice Cube and N.W.A. If things go bad, you're sitting on the sidelines getting bottles thrown at you like Ski-Lo.
Oh, because they think he's the game.
Yeah.
And the bottles are balls.
I have a question about the credited writers.
Yeah.
I was looking up the lyrics at one point, and I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if this will be one of your fun facts. One of the credited writers that I saw, at least according to Google, was Low Ski. Which is strange because there's Ski-Lo, and I Googled Low Ski, no results. It was like, do you mean Ski-Lo? And I was like, no.
Maybe, do you think they put the last name, comma, first name?
It's just listed as Low Ski, like the first name is Low and the last name is Ski. I don't know if that
Maybe.
Was something else.
That's
very confused.
I like the idea that it is like someone else who is like, I don't want my name on this.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Jackson. He's like,
yeah, it's a ghostwriter. Okay, guys, I'm sorry for how disjointed these facts are, but they're so weird. Okay.
They're important though.
I'm gonna go funny straight. Okay, because I got three more.
Okay.
In 2011, he wrote "Burning Up" as part of the soundtrack for the 2013 horror film
Wait.
"Killer Holiday."
Oh,
Wait.
I thought you were gonna say the Jonas Brothers song.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
No, we need to put some respect on Ski-Lo's name.
Demi, you're going to like this fact. The music video that was produced for said song was filmed at Howie Mandel's house. Wait. Which was rented by his son to MTV without Mandel's knowledge.
Oh, yes! It's an Aaron's party scenario for the industry.
Except you make money off
yes.
of it. That's way better.
And the video's out, and you can see Howie Mandel's house in it.
That's incredible.
Oh,
also,
my goodness.
Howie Mandel is like famously a germaphobe.
Right.
So I'm just imagining him finding out all about this and be like, a rap video in my home.
I think he did a late night show appearance where he talked about it.
Oh, we have to find that appearance.
Oh my
goodness. Amazing.
I also, have you seen the video at all?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
There is a large Forrest Gump element to it. Like, it starts with him on a bench dressed like Forrest Gump.
Are you talking about for I Wish?
Yes, for
okay,
I
okay,
Wish.
Okay.
Wait, as opposed to what?
Burning
for Burning Up.
Oh, I was like, Miel, shut up. Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers. No, there's an element, like, it starts with him on a bus bench, just like with a radio, and he does that, like, and does the hello thing, and then he's just on the bench, and it cuts back and forth between him on the bench and in other places. I'm just like, why Forrest Gump? Like, it was big at the time, but still. Just
and then there was a lot of basketball court stuff and riding through L.A. with convertibles.
It's a lot
so you're
of...
saying Ariana Grande copied CeeLo.
Yes.
Whoa. With the movie homage music video.
He should sue.
He should, actually, because apparently, dude, he retired 5 months after the album's release.
Yeah.
Because the label Sunshine Records did not give him any money.
He said
he did not make a single cent from it.
What? It's his only song.
Right.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But thankfully, he said, I'm not doing this anymore. His quote is, so I refuse to shoot any more videos, promote, or record music. I'm not their slave. I wasn't working for free. After many years, he eventually won the rights against the label in court.
That's insane.
Thank goodness.
Took advantage of this poor fucking guy. Last thing I'll say, sorry about saying poor fucking guy and leading into this fact, he's reportedly 5'8".
Oh,
yeah, well, the whole song is about
I looked
how tall he was, because I was like, if you're singing a song about how you want to be taller,
be short as fuck.
He's a fucking average sized man.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
bullshit.
Skeelo.
Well,
the other thing, and we'll get into this with the lyrics, but I love he's 5'8", but he says, I wish I was like 6'9", and then the whole thing is a little bit taller.
Yeah. Oh,
so either Skeelo is 6 foot,
inch.
Yeah, either Skeelo's 6'7", or he has a very wrong concept of a little bit.
And then the last thing we really need to say where we can get into it is how many fucking songs this samples.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly 8.
Whoa.
I don't know that I buy all of them.
So it's 8, but some of them are like
a single
lyrical
line.
Samples, like the Buffalo Springfield, like the what's
yes.
that sound? Everybody look what's going down part.
Is that also where the crazy screaming in the background
no.
comes from?
No,
it's from Buffalo something else.
It's from Buffalo Gals.
Oh, okay.
Malcolm McLaren.
Yeah, here I play.
That's probably why it says he's one of the fucking. I just figured out my own thing on air. That's embarrassing.
Oh, because of all the songs they took from
Malcolm McLaren.
And then it goes into it.
This man found Johnny Rotten.
And then I do like to imagine him being in the studio with Skeelo, just like, no, no, you gotta say a little bit taller. You gotta talk about having a rabbit with a bat, eh? It's not gonna get on the radio if you don't talk about an Impala.
Although I think I don't know if he was even involved beyond them using that sample, but I prefer
probably
to
not.
Believe that legend. Then I think the music is largely Bernard Wright, right?
Yeah, it's a song called Spinnin', which I love because. What artist do you think this sounds like?
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
Oh. Oh, that Sting, yeah.
Sounds like Steely Dan.
Yeah, that Sting sounded a lot like Steely
It sounds
Dan.
Like Peg, yeah. I love this song.
It's so funny listening to this because my brain's first thought is like, oh, it's the thing from I Wish. Stand
yeah.
Up.
It's so fun to look at samples for songs that we cover and just be like, oh, the original song slaps. I understand why it was turned into a different song and how different it still sounds. Because I feel like I hear this and I'm just like, oh, that's a sunny, like, 70s, like, Soul Train video or something. But when I hear I Wish, I'm just like, no, that is a convertible top down driving through the city.
Cruising.
It's the same sound.
It's funny. This is so esoteric, but I feel like the internet, we are still struggling to understand, like, what is my property and then what is just, like, put into the internet for people to adapt endlessly and make their own.
Yeah.
But if you look back at music, like, this is not a new concept.
No.
This has been happening forever. I like that sound. I'm going to rap on top of it, and now it's my song.
Yeah. Or, like, oh, God, I wish I could. I wish I knew the name of the genre, but, like,
that didn't
anything,
fit the line length.
I wish I knew the name of the genre. Like, any song the Avalanches do, where it's, like, almost, like, found songs that they're just mixing together and making a completely new song.
Yeah, I know who the Avalanches are.
They did that song, Frontier Psychiatrist.
Sure, I know that
song. Oh, that's a great one.
Come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
It was like, Frontier, boo-doo-boo-boo, psychiatrist.
Oh, that's a better song than the one they wrote.
They say that it sampled She Drives Me Wild by Michael Jackson.
Okay, so here's the thing. There are two songs that it samples by Michael Jackson. It literally just uses sound effects of them.
Oh.
I think the She Drives Me Wild one is the one where you just hear literally the sound of a car driving.
Okay, yeah.
And then the one that is from Jam is just a ball is thrown through the window at the beginning of the video and you hear the glass shattering.
Did they not have like SFX tracks before? They had to sample songs?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're just like, it's fun to get a Michael Jackson sample on here.
Then what about The Love's Taken Over by Shantae Moore?
That is the...
The screaming.
Oh, mystery song!
Multiple screaming.
Wait, I'm excited to get the screaming because I didn't pick this up in the real song. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this finding a way.
I'll point them out when we hear
them. Okay, good.
And then the last one is Drums by Bop Gun One Nation by Ice Cube featuring George Clinton.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's the drums.
And if he's
George Clinton's voice. I love him.
This is sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know this song.
George Clinton only makes music to fuck to.
Yeah.
I don't hear the drums, though.
It's literally just the drums that we've been hearing.
But that's under the whole song of Skilo? Huh. Well, I can't wait to notice now.
Well, there's one more sample.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what song it's from.
I really walked right into that.
Yeah, you really
did. So
did
I.
Thank you. Fucking being witness to this torture.
For anyone listening that's like, how does Miel not do that? Because I've had those thoughts. I just walked full-fledged into that. It's not easy.
You fools.
Well, because Demi's got the laptop with all of the knowledge, and you just put all of
you
your trust into
you
him.
You trust me, despite me doing it once an episode.
I just...
No!
Okay. Now you get it. Now you get it.
I will never think poorly of you ever.
Thank you.
I do wish that there was just a giant soundboard in front of me, just like a very quickly push a button like a DJ.
Like one of those like four keyboarded organs.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but really, I'm just like, Demi, just keep talking while you cue up the sound and they will never notice as long as you don't crack a smile.
That's why you're so close to the microphone so I can't see your smile.
Oh, yeah. Miel, tell me a little bit more about your childhood.
So glad you asked. So should we get into the song?
I think we gotta.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a six-form parlor.
Oh. Did you hear the scream at the end there?
Yeah, oh, that's it. Okay.
Holy shit.
It's so many things.
That noise at the top of like the radio. I think on Grace's episode, we talked about songs you can identify from the first like second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is it for
really?
Me.
Really?
Totally.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, I guess because to me, the song is like the lyrics more than it is anything else. I just don't recognize that song at all.
What's
really?
Funny is speaking about this, I was recently at a brewery and I heard like.
Wow, Bragmore. Cool guy.
Oh, this guy.
I live in New York.
I was at a brewery and I heard applause in the background. I was like, that's the clap for Mambo Number 5.
Oh my, yeah. There are certain sound effects where I hear them. I'm just like, what the? Okay, here we go.
All of my friends turned to me and were like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're like,
or
sorry.
Like the beginning of Hungry Like the Wolf, the laugh she does. If I hear it, I'm like, Hungry Like the Wolf.
And everyone thinks you're a really cool kind of crazy.
They are like, whoa, that guy's cool for recognizing the laugh from a Duran Duran song.
I never noticed until reading lyrics now that the radio station is WSKEE.
Yeah. Which, what was the one from the P.D. Pablo song you guys did?
W Boom Boom Beat.
Yeah, at least SKEE could be a radio station.
They were
station.
Just like, W, and then you just fucking do whatever you want.
Whiskey.
We're taking calls on the wish line. Making your wacky wishes come true.
Okay, did you guys see the cartoon animated film, it was redundant, with the dinosaurs, We're Back?
I know of it. I have not seen it.
I did not.
Okay, first of all, stop everything you're doing. Stop driving.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Everybody, pull over.
Julia Child is a voice.
Whoa.
John Goodman is a voice. It's a very slept on, should have been classic.
Mm.
Dinosaurs get made in 1992. I don't know, whatever
the
year
it came out.
The future. Because they're listening to kids' wishes, and everyone's wishing for dinosaurs.
Mm.
It's literally,
what?
I think they ripped off the premise of that movie to write this song.
Wait, what's funnier, the fact that they were listening to Skee-Lo and being like, wait a minute, and came up with the Dinosaurs movie, or the fact that Skee-Lo would be listening to
the Dinosaurs movie
and be like, hey, now, that gives me an idea for a song.
Okay, I don't want to bother looking it up, but I think We're Back came out in like 92 or 93.
Okay.
So the turnaround time
seems about right for Skee-Lo to be like,
Don't fact check this one.
I don't want that.
Other stuff we ask, please do. This one, please.
From now on, just assume everything we've ever said is correct, and if you ever hear someone tell you otherwise, just be like, oh, huh.
Yeah, that's the thing about doing a music podcast, is like people think you're somehow like Google. And I'm like, yo, I'm just a fucking dumbass.
We have as much information as you do if you Googled the word Skee-Lo, I wish. Well, and even then, we read things wrong a lot.
Right, all the time. I got a short, dumb little tongue. I know I say words wrong. I don't need to be told.
It's my favorite Harry Potter character.
That's
you haven't gotten there yet. Right? No, no. That's in the seventh book.
Ooh, dumb little tongue.
That's what me with fact checking is. I host a Harry Potter podcast where the whole premise is that I haven't read the books before.
Genius.
And when I get stuff wrong, people are like, oh my God, you got this wrong. It's like, that's the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, that's literally it.
I keep thinking about how it's dumb that we will have recorded things and like asked for things. And then in the future, it's like, well, we probably have dealt with that already. And then I'm like, well, people are always going to be listening to new episodes, and we'll always just keep getting that input. And I'm like, a very short-sighted thing to do a podcast.
With that said, we do love our fans. Thank you so much, you guys.
I love all of you except one, and fight amongst yourselves to figure out who that is.
Okay, making your wacky wishes come true.
Which is, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But also, that is the setup for this song, puts it all into a new perspective.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it means that everything he wished for, he's calling into a radio station to be like, hey, here's what I want.
Also, let me talk for 4 minutes straight.
That's what I was going to say. He really like goes off and like, sir, shut the fuck up. Sir, this was supposed to be a 10-second call.
Oh, we were thinking you'd want to, I don't know, give a shout out to your loved ones.
Also, sir, you get one wish.
One wish.
How many? Oh, we should count. We should keep tabs. How many things does he wish for in this song?
Yeah, let's keep tabs.
Also, that he says, hello.
Hello? Hello?
As if someone doesn't go, he just said, this is WSKEE. What's your wish? And he starts by saying, hello?
Yeah. Is this thing on?
Hello? Also, the way he says hello is hello? So iconic. Mm-hmm. Hello?
It's so funny.
One of the things I want to do with my friends is like answer the phone like that and see if people be like, are you imitating Skee-Lo for my wish?
But hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
I love that song. He sounds like Slick Rick.
Yeah,
and when, later on,
everything is
when he starts rapping, he sounds like if Big Boy and Warren G had a baby.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could totally hear that.
Because there's like a little edge to it that sounds like the sort of like guttural way that Big Boy sings, but it's also very like a lot of this and a lot of ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, like Warren G.
Mm. I like his style. I know that probably is lame because it's like so dumb, but I like it.
I want to hear him rap a song with good lyrics.
I love that he pretty much just is like shoving as many syllables as you want into certain lines. Like, how am I going to compete with that?
It works. It all feels like the too long intro of like a canceled sitcom.
Yes.
Oh, the whole song. And then I also really want to hear if they were only wacky wishes, what other people wished for.
Sure.
I really wish there was a couple versions of this song.
Yeah.
This was like caller one, then we get like caller two.
I wish my grandma was alive. It's like, oh, sorry, this guy wished that he was taller. We're going with that one.
I also like to imagine the lore of this where the DJ comes up with this idea, what if we got people's wishes and try to make them come through? And then he does it, his boss comes in like, Jeremy, you tried your new wish thing. The dude talked for 4.5 fucking minutes. That was the dumbest idea ever. Just give shout outs and do the top 10.
We just played unlicensed music on air.
We owe Bernard Wright so much money. There's a Michael Jackson sample in there.
Yeah.
Bankrupt, Jeremy.
Is the premise that he called and did the whole rap live of all the music into the radio station?
I also love the progression of his wishes if we are to believe he's talking to a radio station. He's like, I wish I was a little bit taller.
Wow, I wish I was a little bit taller.
He says, I wish I was a little bit taller.
One wish.
They can't do that.
No. Well, they could, leg lengthening.
Sure.
Excruciatingly painful. Leaves a lot of scars. Only gives you a couple inches.
I'm just imagining the thing from The Princess Bride where they have them in that.
Tublave. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
He wishes he was a baller.
Okay. That seems doable.
More doable,
but
it's...
Pimp My Ride, Pimp My Person.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
MTV made.
Yeah. MTV made, yes, exactly.
I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
I mean, I appreciate just telling us that.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to know that we'd be setting her up with a nice man, but that's like a...
Pretty low bar.
Yeah. Or also a thing that it's like, is that not your first... Like, the tall is really the thing for you.
Well, I think he's saying if I was taller, I could be the baller and get the girl.
It's really just the one wish that he wants.
I think so.
And he's like, well, then all of these things would come true.
I think it's trickle-down economy wish-wise.
Yes. If it's Reaganomics wishes.
If I become taller, every day will be a Friday.
Yes!
We'll talk about that.
Put it on a shirt! Put it on a shirt!
It's going to be like one of those Facebook shirts where it's like, tall people born in August have names like this, and every day's a Friday for them.
Those terrify me.
I love them, and I'm not on Facebook anymore, but I wish I was just so I could buy one that's just like, lions are born in August and have names like Demi or whatever. It's like very specific.
That was actually too true, though, because that's Leo's, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And your name is Demi. And
look, it's a correct thing. I'm just saying, I want the shirt. Anyway, so that's after that, it takes a turn for I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4 Impala.
Do you guys know what that means? Because I've wandered for my entire life.
I know what rabbit in a hat means. Don't know where the bat comes into play.
Okay. First thing I want to say is that as a child, I always assumed I had those words wrong. Like pre-Google, I'd be like, rabbit and hat and a bat and a 6'4 Impala. I didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Very excited to see those were actually the words.
Also unexcited to see that of the chorus on Genius, that's the only one that's like, we don't know what to say.
That's the only one you need.
Okay. Yeah.
So he wants a rabbit in a hat. The bat, are we thinking that's a baseball bat or the animal bat?
I would imagine baseball.
Imagine baseball bat.
But it's rabbit in a hat with a bat, right?
Yeah.
So with is he imagining a rabbit with a tiny bat?
I imagine, yeah, like a Louisville slugger just sitting in the bat, just like tapping against his hands like, no.
Yeah, you wise guy, come here.
Come on up, you're slipping with the fishes.
Oh, wait.
Where's my money?
Oh, so it's a rat. Is it a rabbit wearing a hat and then holding a baseball bat?
No, well.
I'd love to
Or is it a rabbit inside of a hat?
I assume inside of a hat.
Like, does
he
want to be a magician? Like, maybe, does he sing I wish I was lucky?
Maybe he literally wishes he was magic.
Is he calling the wizard or the magician's baton a bat? Is that what he means? Is he wishing that he had a rabbit in a hat and he's calling that a bat?
Hang on, one thing. You cannot criticize him because you just said wizard's baton.
Sorry, you keep saying wizard all the time.
Well, you do a it's not magic as hot,
but wands are very different than what those floozy magicians use.
Wow.
Wands are not stuffed with fake flowers.
Harry Potter is my favorite magician. It is shocking we don't know what that thing's called.
Mine's Chris Angel.
You've said that before, and it will never stop upsetting me.
Wait, I've said it before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you know that I'm saying it as a joke.
Sure.
Mind freak.
In my mind, he says he wants a rabbit inside of a hat,
mm-hmm.
and also there's a bat in there.
Okay. Yeah. I like to imagine now, like you said, though, I hope it's an animal bat.
Yeah, me too.
And it's that he's like, I want the rabbit and the bat to get along in the
hat. Again, yeah, it's like a Facebook video, unlikely friendship. He wants the bat and rabbit to come out of the hat together.
This rabbit's a Democrat. This bat is a Republican. We put him in a hat for an hour to see what they would talk about.
It's so bold to end the hook on the craziest fucking line.
The one that is clearly just a filler, and then go, and a 6'4 Impala.
Nice car.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. I'm not a car person. 6'4, wouldn't you say 64, or is it specifically a 6'4?
Too many syllables. Too many.
So it should be 64.
Yes.
Well, okay. I think it's also a reference to, I wish I could, I'm embarrassed that I don't know the NWA song, where it's like, cruising down the street in my 6'4.
Jocking the bitches. Slapping
Boys
the
into yes. Hood.
Oh, it's Boys into Hood. Thank you.
Wow, really? We didn't know the name of that.
Yeah, I hate that that a white man just had to tell me about rap.
Whoa!
That wasn't an insult. I'm just like, anyone watching the scenario is just
know,
like, I'm just embarrassed about myself.
Would you like to apologize?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Should I apologize?
Demi, would you like to apologize on behalf of the black community? But
to the black community also?
Yeah, that's who I meant.
Hey, on your behalf, I just want to say we're sorry.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I think musically, however, that hook,
so
when that drops, he can say fucking anything. I don't care. Hello?
Hello? Skibbidi-bidi-bidi-bumbo, bazigidi-bumbo. Just keep on scatting. I would have been like, that's great.
Scat, skiddle, skibobble.
Scats.
I thought you were trying to do the Zatarain's Rice song with your mouth.
Zatarain's.
No, but the instrumentation.
I don't remember. Who remembers the instrumentation for the Zatarain's song?
Yeah, people only remember the Rice-A-Roni one.
Jazz it up.
San Francisco treat, right? Okay, mm-hmm. We got there, folks. Thank you so much. All right, anything else to say about this hook?
Okay. The grammar of this part a little off because the 6'4 Impala is presumably what he wants, but it kind of sounds like he wants the rabbit and a hat with a bat to also have a 6'4 Impala.
Okay, so he goes to pull a rabbit out of a hat, and it's holding a bat, and they are together in the front seat of a 6'4 Impala.
He's got the keys to a 6'4 Impala, I'm imagining. He's like, what is that?
Or a rabbit? Tiny rabbit-sized 6'4 Impala, like a remote control car.
It's like Stuart Little, but cool.
Should have been a rat in a hat with a bat and a 6'4 Impala. Oh, my that would goodness. Be
Stuart Little is a mouse.
I'm How racist against mice.
Do you want to apologize to the mouse community?
Yeah, on behalf of the mouse community.
On behalf of the black community, we would all like to apologize to the mouse community. So many famous mouses, Mickey.
Did Fievel. You say mouses?
I did. Miel, we're gonna waste a lot of time if you have to call me out every time I say something wrong. We're 31 minutes in.
I really wish I had a picture of your face when I called you out for that, because I've never seen you look so genuinely embarrassed.
I'm starting to realize that...
I
don't talk good, but also people are just humoring me when they're just like, yeah, that sounded like a sentence. The other day at work, I stumbled through a sentence and I was just like... That wasn't correct, and I called it out, and they were like, yeah, you do that sometimes. And I was like, oh.
Truthfully, I do too, so
why do we do a podcast?
I don't know. Mike, teach us.
Mike,
you're the only one with the radio voice or any diction.
Oh, don't worry. I mess things up all the time.
Oh, thank God. Otherwise, I would have to kill you and steal your powers.
Ooh.
Then so we the next go.
Then he goes on to say,
I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine.
I love that comes
yeah,
in
the whistle.
I'm so glad to know where that's from, because I've always just thought it was like someone being murdered in the background.
I do love how it is like, it's that as if you threw like a murder through autotune, it would sound like that.
But partnering it with the whistle is really nice.
Yeah.
Just constantly in the background of the song.
I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, because she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
6'9".
Nice.
Yeah.
That is entirely too tall.
Way too tall. Not a little bit taller.
No, that's my
not
point from earlier.
Not at all. Yeah. 5'8", 6'9", that's a big jump.
No, I mean, I feel like if you're 5'8", you're like, I want to be 6'3". Maybe if I'm really crazy, 6'4".
Right.
Like, I'm trying to dunk 6'4", sure. 6'9", isn't that how tall, like, Magic Johnson is? That's so tall.
6'9" is, I would like to be a small forward, power forward in the
NBA,
please.
Yes,
yes. He wants to commit to the baller lifestyle.
Oh my God, that's okay. I once dated a guy that was 6'9". Dude couldn't fit in regular houses. Like,
he
had to duck in
house.
Houses. Yeah. That's not a fun lifestyle. Why would you wish for that?
My punch up should have just been like, I wish so. And like, you hear someone hitting his head on a ceiling, and then it's just silence for the rest of the song.
Someone not fitting in an airplane.
Yeah.
Someone having to drive a specialized car.
I'm also now imagining Big, but instead of Tom Hanks, it's Skilo, and he does the Zoltan thing, or Zoltar, or whatever it is. It's just like, what is your wish? Hello? And then goes for more.
It's just the story of Big. Holy shit.
And the video is Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks has got to be involved to some capacity.
Yeah.
He's low ski. Low ski is Tom Hanks.
It is crazy that he took the wrong Tom Hanks movie.
6 foot. I will never get over this. Also, quick sidebar. I've thought about this a lot. Once you're like just so big that everything's really big in your body.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about poop. Sorry if that offends you. Your poops have got to be gigantic.
Yo, we talked about this. We were wondering, do you think Shaq has a larger
toilet?
He has to.
Because his poop wouldn't fit down the clog.
His butt wouldn't fit on a regular toilet.
Right, he'd snap every toilet seat.
He's got to have a special one.
Does that mean he has a bigger septic tank too? Like, is it just like it's like the opposite of a dollhouse. Everything's bigger.
Yeah.
God, his pipes must be like a foot wide.
That'd be so funny to go to like a dinner at Shaq's place and you're just like, hey man, thanks for handing me this plate. He's like, that's a saucer.
If I tried to poop
nice
at
bowl.
Shaq's
that's
house
a cup.
Hey Shaq, you gave me a butcher's cleaver instead of a knife. What? That's a butter knife.
More like, hey.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
what are you doing with those paper towel holders?
These are chopsticks.
I can literally swim in his toilet, I like to imagine.
Yeah. Hey, Shaq, I didn't know you had an ocean out back.
That's my poo.
Great tie-in to another thing that sounds like ocean, Leoshi.
Leoshi.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was saying with Leo, she.
Oh.
As in, comma, different name, or a different word.
I like to think of it as like Leoshi.
I always enjoyed the rhyme scheme of Leoshi because she don't know me.
Yeah.
It's a fun...
Some of the rhyme schemes in the song are very fun.
Yeah, I wanted Skilo to have a longer career because he wrote the song when he was 20.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he grew up and
wrote... If he hadn't gotten screwed by that label.
Yeah. Damn.
It's about time for his comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Skilo, we're waiting, dog.
Come on, Ski.
What happened with Leoshi? Does she know me? No, I can't make that rhyme.
Know thee?
Thank you. God, fuck. I can't believe I blew that.
It's fine. Always go to Shakespeare.
Because she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine.
Oh, even but Yoshi is even in there.
Yeah.
Leoshi, because she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine. That's
really missed
good.
Opportunity for a Yoshi sound effect.
Ah!
Yoshi's like, how do you do a Yoshi noise?
I thought it was just like tongue.
Yeah,
it's very throaty.
All I'm imagining is the sound of like the ooh
or if
when
you
he
go,
gets an egg.
If you do or, Yoshi's arm.
When he plays the trombone.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Demi's arm movement didn't make a lot of sense.
No, my arm was, the tongue.
Yeah,
like
but
when
that,
he picks up
that,
a.
He's like, meow.
Yeah, look, I right. haven't played video games in a while.
Dude, in Yoshi's story, he goes,
oh, yeah. I love, yeah, when he, like, jumping, he's trying to stay in the air.
And the song's like, do, 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 do. I love the fucking game. Sorry. Irrelevant information.
Man,
listen
I wish
to
I
the bonus episode
games.
Where we talked to video games.
I wish I wasn't such a jock. Would have played more video games.
Keep trying to sell that. Maybe someday anyone will believe it.
Hey, catch.
What?
Just a jock catchphrase.
Usually you don't yell catch unless you throw something.
I mean, you would think so, but you're not a jock. You don't know how we do it.
I'm actually a jock artist. I'm reinventing the terms. You know I see her all the time.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
And even in my dreams, I can scheme of ways to make her mine.
I don't like the word scheme here.
I don't
I
like
sure
it either.
Don't.
But I also don't understand it because he says, even in my dreams, I can scheme of ways to make her mine.
Wouldn't that be the only place he's doing it?
Yeah. If it's like, even in my dreams, I can't, I'd get that. Mm-hmm. But if he were... Also, it feels like you're still scheming in your dreams?
He's scheming normally and while he dreams.
Oh,
he
that wants, sounds
he's
exhausting.
He's scheming so yeah. much, he's always thinking about oof. Getting Leoshi to
no,
date him.
A full 24 hours of scheming is about 14 hours too many.
Yeah.
10 hours even is pushing. That's overtime in scheming.
You shouldn't scheme longer than it takes for you to fly across to an international location.
Well, that's like... You can do like 18 hours of flight, though, dog.
Well, I mean, the minimum amount it takes to fly. Never mind.
9 hours.
9 hours, yeah.
Nine hours of scheming.
You should only be able to scheme for the time it takes you to fly from New York to England. In that flight is the only amount of time you can scheme. Look, not everything I say on this podcast is going to be gold, okay?
Do you want me to bleep that whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we could cut out that part.
I love that, like, he's, and presumably the way he schemed to make her mine was to call a radio station and wish to be taller.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Finally, I just gotta wait for a radio station to have a wish contest.
I did it. He just feels like the, you know the character in any, like, children's cartoon or children's show that it's like, they're the nerd who hangs around a lot and eventually they get, like, one shining moment
yeah,
where
yeah.
they, yeah, mm-hmm. he's that guy.
Yeah,
or,
I
like,
believe
the,
it. Skilo.
Randall on Recess or the Roger on Sister Sister.
One day I'll get taller and then I'll be good at basketball
yeah.
and I'll have a rabbit and a bat with a hat and I'll get a nice car all because I'm tall.
I hope that in 2018, at least like, and we've done our part, of course, in Jabuki as well for short king and
sure.
queen culture. That
although,
this isn't as relevant.
Don't call me a short king. I don't know you.
I can't call you a short king?
You can.
Okay.
I just mean strangers when they're just like.
Some of my best friends are short kings.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
That's a callback. I'm so sorry about
to
this.
To what?
When you said some of my best friends were black, and then
I
also
would never
you...
have said.
I hate you so much. And then, what's the next damn line? Cause I know she's living fat. A boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing
basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked it off. That
doubler.
Oh.
The double. Cause he doesn't use it that much in the song, so I love the lines he does like, cause
when
it
comes
to playing basketball.
It's like, why did you need to stress that?
It's so strange.
This line makes me so sad.
Okay, it would make me sad until, if it weren't sandwiched between him trying to scheme and what happens next, I'd feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true.
If he becomes a jerk later in the song.
True, yeah. But if it was just this line and he was nice otherwise, like, this is enough to get, like, a sympathy handy, at least. I don't know about sex, but a handy for sure. If he was like, I love basketball, but I'm not that good at it, I'd be like, oh, but I'll close my eyes, it's
oh,
fine.
Drop those pants.
Also, being 5'8" is not an excuse for not being good at basketball. Muggsy Bogues was a professional
yes.
player.
Allen Iverson, for fuck's sake!
say?
Me even.
Yeah. Demi's so good at basketball.
I'm great at basketball. I'm not.
Wow, you're spinning. He's been spinning a ball on his finger the whole episode.
Yeah, I always forget that I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't pick up on the mics. You know what? I'll edit this one. I'll stamp it out.
I would love to point out that you mimed spinning it the second Mike said it, even though no one else can see you, and we can see you don't have a basketball.
Look, this is theater, okay? If I don't believe that I'm holding a basketball, then can I sell you on the fact that I'm holding a basketball?
You've seen Air Bud.
Have yes. you done Groundlings?
Miel, yeah, in Air Bud, to get him ready, they had him play real games of basketball.
Yeah.
Even though
I get it.
No one would see it.
Oh, I was saying in Air Bud, in the scene where in practice, they practice with the invisible basketball. That's the coach's like big speech
like
about how to make the team better is he has an invisible basketball.
Honestly, this coach sounds like a real piece of shit.
He was awful.
Because his other idea was, let's put a dog in the
There's
game.
There's no rule that says he can't.
I don't think I've ever actually seen Air Bud. However, I do live my life by Air Bud logic, in which I mean, I do things just because legally it doesn't say I can't do them.
Oh, I thought you lived your life by Air Bud logic in that if a clown with a newspaper is telling you to come along, you do it.
Well, this is a reference lost on me since I have not seen Air Bud.
You know, I knew that because you just said it and I still was like, I'm going to say it.
People listening will be like, oh yeah, the alcoholic abusive clown.
No,
people
it's
will
be more like bringing Doritos in the gym sauna, you know.
I can what?
It doesn't say I can't do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that wasn't in the movie, Miel. Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing anymore.
Don't do that, by the way. It's really stinky and they get wet. Anyway.
Because I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I going to compete with that?
Did they spell it with a PH
they
in the
sure
lyrics?
They sure did.
Okay,
do.
Good.
I love that. By the way, did you see my tweet? I'm bringing fat back 2019, baby.
Ooh,
like
let's
PH
get it.
Fat?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Should we get some Fat Farm shoes? Remember those?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wait, no, we can't. That was Russell Simmons. Never mind.
Oh, he's canceled.
He is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Farm was essentially like FUBU, like Rich FUBU.
Echo. It was
oh,
like
yeah.
that. Echo
oh,
Unlimited.
I loved Echo.
They weren't great shoes, but I did own a pair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a picture sometime.
You won't.
And that line actually is pretty good.
Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I going to compete with that?
I like the way he says it.
I do too.
And I like those rhymes. But then the next part makes me so sad.
Because when it comes to playing basketball,
I'm always last to be picked and in some cases, never picked at all.
Here's my thing. Not to play devil's advocate, but the devil rules. maybe he's not good at basketball. So, yeah, he wouldn't get picked.
Well, I think he's going off of, they assume he's not good because he's short, so they haven't even seen him play yet.
But we know he's not good because he says he's not a baller. He wishes he was a baller.
Yeah.
Mike, you're the basketball authority here.
Yeah, so I play a lot of pickup basketball. I will say in the past 5 years, I've never played a pickup game of basketball where they actually do it playground style or you make team captains.
It seems
really
awful.
Wait,
that never happens.
What actually happens?
So you go to a court and then usually once there is 10 people there, you say, hey, let's play 5-on-5. And then usually the people who know each other will stick together and then you'll put the other people on the other
team. So
teams.
All the randos are on the same team?
No, well, it depends on how many people go. Like if I show up with three people and someone else shows up with three people, they'll be on separate teams and then the remaining four will split 2-and-2.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever team wins stays and then whoever else is in the gym, you just call next and you're like, oh, I'll play next. And then once five people have called next, they'll get in. So Skilo just needs to go to a different gym.
Because
if he's going to a place where they do playground style, first off, awful. But second, that's just not nice or democratic. It's not how the way you should do it. Just go to a different park to play ball.
Oh, that's truthfully it makes me kind of sad though, because I like the imagery of you guys having the big old men being like, I'll take Darren. Okay, I get Joe. We're doing shirts versus. Do you guys actually do that? Shirts and skins?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, too. I like to think of your naked
bodies. If you do outside, you might, but I usually play indoors.
Miel's entire version of basketball is just the and one logo.
Yeah, I love the and one logo.
It was like a muscular version of those like artist posable dolls, right? Yes, he had like no face or anything, but he was buff.
He literally had no features aside from being buff and wearing like
and one shorts.
Basketball shorts. Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing to do when you play basketball? Is it alley-oop?
I'm a big fan of talking shit and getting other people mad and then them playing poorly because of it.
I meant in the game!
In the game?
Not fucking words, you snake!
Sorry, in the game? I like doing, are you familiar with The Dream Shake by Hakeem Olajuwon?
Oh, yeah!
Unless you mean
that's a basketball
shot.
Move where you kind of like, you back someone down and close to the basket, you like fake both ways and turn around. It's just a fun move.
I mean, for me, basketball is my favorite sport.
Oh, yeah,
you like the way they dribble?
I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I think it's so fresh. On the microphone, I'm like, no interruptions when the game is on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Don't know the rest of the...
I don't know how many words until it goes, my favorite play is the alley-oop.
I like the pick and go. I like the pick and roll. You know, yeah, basketball.
You know
like
what?
Moses Malone.
I'm going to use the opportunity to share something personal. Sure. So this is a safe space.
You never played basketball?
Is this a safe space?
Yeah.
I've played a lot of basketball. I was, however, a child that, let's be polite about it. Some called big boned.
Mm-hmm.
Some called...
You were living fat.
Obese. You know. People, yeah. That's mm-hmm. the way I was living fat. Thank you so much. I did not falter with my love for the game, though. I did play basketball, and in gym, I was always picked last, despite being the queen of screen.
Wait, truly, queen of screen?
Good at setting screens.
Fat kid, are you kidding?
Okay.
Incredible. I was the best at screen.
I don't know. I didn't know what screen meant.
Screen's when the person stands still. It's right. Also known as a pick, when they basically just like block someone to get open.
Hell yeah.
If you take up a lot of space, you're going to be good at them.
I fucking stomp. Put my hands like on an X across my chest and just mm-hmm. hide behind
stonewalled them.
The person blocking the point guard, and then they get a free break and shoot a nice little basket.
Damn.
If you want to be loved in pickup basketball, playing defense and setting screens, everyone will be your best friend. Skilo should just do that. Just be that guy that does all the stuff that people don't like to do. Try really hard on defense, set screens. He'll get picked first all the time.
Oh my God, Skilo!
Listening?
This is for you, dog.
You can do it, Skilo.
Also, I feel you on getting picked last. That was really traumatic.
And in some cases, never picked at all.
Oh, that's so sad. Skilo, same. Oh, yeah. Skilo, same. I had a good three-pointer, too. Okay, so then what does he say that discourages us from liking him?
So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black while the jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats.
Oh.
That isn't... that we're not even fully into the part where it's like, hey, man, chill out. But I... What? So I just lean up on the wall or mm-hmm. sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black.
Why does he say the word black out of nowhere?
I don't know.
Does it mean anything?
I don't understand it at all.
I genuinely think he's just throwing a word in there to rhyme with later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just
get
like
the
an
syllables
ad-lib,
and
yeah.
the rhyme in there.
Unless, I mean, what's the other interpretation? He's trying to be like, I'm talking to black people. Like, what else could he mean?
I thought of it as that, or if him, like, secretly being like, I never understood. It's because I'm black. Why the jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats. But I'm also just like, he's probably playing basketball with some other black people.
I assume.
Yes.
I think he's saying they're all black.
He might be talking. He might just be like, "I don't understand black people."
That's
kind of what I think.
I always thought it was just like an ad lib. Like he was just getting whack. A syllable, and he was just like, "It's just a word to take up space." And he was like, "What kind of
whack.
Worms?" That's right.
It's a lot
that,
less
that's
loaded.
What I think.
Because I don't know what the fuck he's trying to say. Black dog. I never understood black.
I'm
why?
Or wait, what's the next line? Couldn't he just say that, and it would rhyme with hood rat? Dag right. y'all, I never understood that. Period. Why they all get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats.
Punched up.
Boom. This is your podcast
Punch
now.
Punch up the gym.
You did it.
Why the jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats? Well, I think you answered your own question with the first half
rats.
Of this song.
Yeah, your own sentence answered that.
Yep.
What if it's Dag y'all, I never understood black. Why the jocks get the fly? Like, he's just going like, ew.
Maybe it's like a golem little quirk he has.
I never understood black. Black. Black.
He can't help it. He's transitioning into an asshole.
Why did the jocks get the fly girls? Why do I get the hood rats? It's slowly turning into a nice guy anthem.
Incel culture.
That's so bad. Also, in the basketball, this must be a really nice game of pickup basketball
if the
girls come to watch. Like,
yeah.
Skilo, you're definitely playing with the wrong crew. These people are way too good at basketball.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why he thinks he has to be 6'9", because these people are incredible. If people are going to watch pickup basketball, they got to be good. Skilo, go to LA Fitness. Go to YMCA. Like, this is a way too good basketball
game. It almost feels like this isn't a pickup game. It's like a game that has been planned. He's like, why am I not getting picked? It's like, dude, we've been emailing about this
We're
for weeks.
In a league, dog.
It's
we all pay
that
dues.
You show up. This is a tournament.
Do you not see that we all have matching uniforms and you showed up in your t-shirt and sweatpants?
Because he does say in some places never picked at all. He shows up to just like an NBA game. Why didn't they put me on the Blazers?
Based on the way he's talking about women, it sounds like that could check out.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
But also,
Mike.
I like the idea that if it is always tournaments he's showing up to, he still does get picked. And they're just like, this guy keeps fucking showing up. Let's just... put him on defense.
Oh,
I don't know.
I also love that there's like so many reasons to want to be tall, but immediately he's like, this is only about basketball.
It's so
and
short-sighted.
One girl.
Yeah.
It's
Leoshi.
So, I like imagining that like he does become a baller and then the season ends and we just get to see what happens for the time where he's like,
oh, I'm just this tall now for a few months. Okay. What do I do with my life?
Here's the thing, though, about tall guys, like in my experience,
they
so
got big dicks.
Oh. Is that your experience?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I was like, that'll be a funny thing to suggest that Miel's about to say.
I was like, I've never felt more like I'm in like fifth grade again.
Oh, let me guess, you got big wieners.
Wieners. It's.
I was going to say, like, I would say if you did like the per capita ratios of like tall men versus average heighted men, tall men are higher, way higher, disproportionately higher skewing assholes because they can get away with it.
Yeah, it's a power thing.
I don't even think it's necessarily that. I mean, yes, it is that, but not because of the height directly, because women tend to swoon over tall men.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, yes.
They it's have, the same. I was just going to say that there's a power to being more attractive to women that like you take in and you're like, well, if I have that in my back pocket, then there are some things I can get away with that I
don't couldn't. Even think it's conscious.
It's the same scale as the like quote unquote like quintessentially hot girl thing,
right?
Sure. Where you know they, I feel like those type of women are usually like the least fun to be around,
right.
The least interesting.
Because
so,
you don't have to try as hard.
Yeah, and I guess same thing with tall dudes. So
that's why people that used to be maybe not conventionally attractive and now are, it's like the best of both worlds.
I
was not a good looking kid. I was short in high school. I grew 11 inches in 1 year.
And now you're so hot.
I know. I know that like I'm a late bloomer to puberty, and like I just am getting in a full beard at age 26.
Hey, dude.
It's the time.
But I know that I'm gonna like probably peak looks wise at age 42, and I'm stoked about it. I'm just like, I don't want to peak in high school. Like let that peak be way down the road.
It is nice to get older and be like, oh, okay, I can deal with it later.
Yeah, it's so much better to be in your 30s and people are like, wow, I thought he was 28, rather than, oh, you looked really good in high school, the worst time of your life.
I was a hot baby.
Oh, my God. I didn't even expect this. I'm just going to
edit this one.
Nope. I'm going to move right along.
All
right. I'll even expand that logic to just be about looks in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I spent so much of my childhood, and, like, let's be clear, I do fall close to conventionally attractive, but I didn't as a kid. And that is how I've developed, and that's how I see myself.
Yeah.
And because of that, I am so much happier with the person I am now than had I been conventionally attractive. Or even if I still wasn't. Like, I would so much rather socialize with people that are actually fucking cool and interesting and funny. And I pretty rarely find that in people that are conventionally attractive. So I feel like Skilo maybe has it all wrong here by thinking that being tall is the answer to your prayers.
It's
you're
not.
Probably so much cooler because you're not tall.
Yeah. I wish I had a personality.
Right.
I wish I was good at jokes.
That's the thing, too. Like, if you don't have them, you usually aren't aware of it.
And you got to develop other
yeah.
skills
yeah.
so that people
yeah.
will like being around you.
I will never understand this country's fascination with fucking appearance over everything. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's just the easiest way. I think it's just there's no barrier to deciding you like someone. It's just you can see them go like from a distance and be like, yes. And that's the entire
thing. Yeah,
but
you can learn attraction.
Right. But I'm saying like I think that like appearance is so big because you can just judge. You can just get that done with from a distance and not have to worry about like finding out like, oh, later down the line, you actually hate this thing about them or like, oh, you actually like them because of this.
Yeah. It just to me, I'm like, what a weird primal way we're operating. That's so animalistic. To be like,
I mean,
I like the way it looks. I like the way it looks.
I want to spend the rest of my life with this thing because it's pretty.
Yeah, because it looks cool.
Also, like aging. Okay. It's fine. Wrinkles are tight, y'all. Get it word going. I'm bringing wrinkles back in 2019.
By getting older?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm turning 30 next year. Anyway, so next line.
I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. You got to get out. I spit up a dog in that mess. I confess it's a shame when you live in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name.
What?
Oh, every line of this
every line.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
We're never going to get through this song. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I told him scat, skittles, skabottle. Got
Googled
hit with a bottle.
That's not from anything.
No, he just made up a word to rhyme.
Scat, skittle, skabobble.
Mm-hmm. Also, just imagine him actually doing that to ladies. Like, hey, scat, skittle, skabobble.
And in this scenario, it's hood rats, as he likes to call them. Women coming up, like, if a girl walked up to him at the bar, hey, like, can I buy you a drink? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, scat, skittles, kabobble.
Hey, a five, dare talk to a four? Scat, skittles, kabobble, bitch.
God, got hit with a bottle and put in a hospital for talking that mess, as you should have been.
I also love the sound of the shatter because it's so much bigger than a bottle.
It is a 12-foot tall window that gets exploded.
He got thrown through a glass plate window and put in the hospital for talking that mess.
Yeah. I like that he admits that, though.
Yeah.
He's like, so I did try to flex on some ugly girls.
Hood rats.
And I got thrown through a window because I'm a tiny little man.
I got Jazzy Jeff through a window.
Yeah,
like
that's
I'm
what
Eddie
really
Murphy
happened.
In Beverly Hills Cop.
I confess it's a shame when you live in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name.
Okay. This takes place in Los Angeles.
It does.
Sure does.
A city that's he later calls it a concrete jungle.
Which one is it, Skilo? You know what? I think that he got traumatic head injury from that bottle.
It's a really big box.
It's a shame when you're living in the middle of Minnesota.
Yeah,
nobody
no, it's
knows
like a fridge
name.
Box. He's like the size of a gigantic 20,000 miles foot.
Also, probably someone knows your name if hood rats are coming up to you trying to talk.
Well, I'm also just wondering, maybe nobody knows your name because you isolate yourself so thoroughly because your standards are insane and everyone hates you.
And you only go to one basketball gym.
And it's where they all know each other and you don't know any of them.
Right. Come on.
Maybe that's why he doesn't get picked, is there's just 10 friends show up and you're like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Like, we actually rented the court right now. Yeah.
He's like, who's this gremlin that keeps showing up in our... image.
My feelings have really gone from being like, oh, poor guy. Yeah, this culture is kind of fucked up towards short men, to being like, nah, this guy fucking deserves
don't
it.
Don't worry, he's going to turn it around in the second verse where he talks about donating to charity.
Oh my god. Glad I came to my senses. Like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of being up together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. What?
Weird way to end it, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember that time in the very beginning of the verse when I talked about asking this girl out? I'm gonna bring it back.
And also, she's got a man.
Yeah.
Right. And he plays ball.
And he still is like, I'm gonna ask her out. I also love that
maybe
she didn't
also,
turn him.
That's why they don't let him play basketball with them, because they're like, you keep trying to steal his girlfriend.
I also love that her reason wasn't, I've got a man, it's you're not my type. It's letting him know that even if I didn't have a man,
I am
it
down
wouldn't
to
happen.
Cheat, but not with
not
you.
Not with you.
Sorry.
Good
man.
On Leoshi for not having a type of short douchebags.
Yeah. Right. Glad I, this lyrics are so weird. Glad I came to
glad
my senses.
I came. To my senses.
Yeah, the pause is a bit like, Skilo.
Glad I came.
To my senses.
He really wanted you make you think that was sex for a minute, I think.
Yeah.
I get it. I like that, too. Like, quick, got sick.
To my stomach, overcometh.
Overcometh
there
is
you
a
go,
good.
Shakespeare, you were
very
right.
Yeah.
It's all Shakespearean. Skilo, short for.
Like, quick, got sick.
No, Skilo is our modern day Shakespeare.
I don't understand, because he could have said, like, quick, I got sick, to my stomach, overcometh.
No.
I think because he wanted to do a similar thing with the, so how am I going to compete with that, where he's doing a lot of fast things?
Like,
so
quick,
what if
quick,
I just say
sick.
These one syllable words twice?
Quickity quick, got sickity sick.
Got overcometh by thoughts of me and her together, right? He got sick to his stomach by thinking about her?
He's or, in love.
Yeah, he's
love.
That's
not
sick.
What that is. That is indigestion, and you probably have a wheat allergy.
Mm.
So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't a type. All right, well, no fucking surprises there. You're a real dickhead.
It's such a low note to end a verse on, too.
It's real
it feels
sad.
Like it's in the middle of a, like it, because it feels like the verse before would be the best way to end it. And then this last one is just like an epilogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this whole song is kind of sad.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's a dick, yeah, but also just, it's a sad song. He's like, I'm short and no one likes me.
Asked her out, she said I wasn't her type. I wish it was a little bit tall.
She's like, okay. Such a happy, fun chorus.
Yeah.
And then the chorus comes back in and it's just the same?
Yeah. Exactly the same.
Okay.
And then we have not been keeping track of the wishes.
Oh.
Shit.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
Yep.
One.
Wish I was a baller.
Two.
Wish I had a girl who looked good of a collar.
Three.
Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and
okay,
a 6'4 Impala.
That was a lot in one.
Okay. Wish
rabbit
I had a rabbit.
In a hat.
In a hat.
With
a bat.
That's another wish.
And a 6'4 Impala.
It feels like rabbit in a hat with a bat is one wish.
No. Those are all separate animals. Those are all different wishes.
No, because he wants the rabbit to have the hat and a bat.
Or does he want the back, as I was saying, the wizard, the magician thing?
The baton.
Let's make it two.
Okay.
So, and
let's
then,
say
so,
it's
and then
two.
6'4
Impala
is
three.
That's the six.
Six okay.
So far.
So
he
we're
wishes
six.
He was like 6'9".
So we get with Leoshi.
That feels tall, though. That's the
wait,
same
wait, okay.
Wish.
That's the, there aren't any more wishes.
There's no more saying I wish.
Okay, so let's say he's at six so far.
Sure.
Okay.
And then he goes back to the hook, and they're all the same
all
wishes.
All the same wishes.
And then he says, I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat.
Different wish, because he wishes he wants a brand new car, yes. Not a 64 Impala.
No, that's a vintage car. Mm-hmm. Even when this released in 95, despite that sounding like 64.
Wow, really greedy to be like, I want a 64 Impala and I want a brand new car.
That's seven wishes at the beginning of verse two.
Damn, man.
And they said one wacky wish.
Well, no, they said your wacky wishes.
Wishes.
Yeah, as in one from wishes. Each. It's implied. Yeah. Don't you even listen to W Ski?
No, I don't, all right?
He's taking up the Air Bud rule. You didn't say I couldn't make a million wishes.
Ain't nothing in the rules that say I can't wish for two cars.
So many issues with this. First and foremost, hatchbacks rule. I have one. Very offended by this.
They weren't cool in 95.
They've always been cool, dog. Honda Civics are so cool. Geo Metros were so cool.
Civic is one of those weird cars where they make 500 different versions of it. Yeah. And one of the versions is hatchback.
And they all got stolen to be souped up into fucking racing cars.
You know, Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah, he knows. And Geo Metros were tight, and Volkswagen Rabbits were tight.
Rabbit?
Isn't it called a rabbit?
Maybe.
I
know the Golf and I know the Jetta.
And then there's the Honda
Fit.
Guys,
I'm talking about the 90s.
Oh, sorry.
I was into cars.
Yeah, I was born in 92. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you want from us?
Okay, wait,
when
were
you born in 92?
This.
February 17th.
Okay. I didn't know if you were older or younger than me.
What am I?
You'll never know.
Oh, no.
No, you're older.
Okay. Fight.
I can't. He's older than me. He wins.
He's also taller and has Skilo's experience than anything. I wouldn't mess with tall people.
Yeah, plus he's got that rabbit and the hat and the bat. And,
drove here in my 6-4 Impala.
Fuck.
So.
He did. I saw it.
Skilo just saw you and was like, I want everything.
I want
yes.
this man.
Hatchbacks are practical. Why do people laugh at him?
He's
it's
not
rude.
Looking for practicality. That's why he has a rabbit and a hat and a bat.
Truthfully, I have had my hatchback for 10 years and it's kind of starting to go. And I'm like, I might need a new car soon. What do I want to get? And I'm like, another hatchback. I fucking love hatchbacks.
Get the hatchback.
You can fit so much stuff in them.
I also, he says he leans back. I imagine him, because he's embarrassed to be in the car, I'm assuming, so he like leans back. No one will see me if they can't look through the window.
Yeah.
I think he's
But no
to
one
say...
knows his name, so no one will recognize. And they'll be like, ah, look at Skilo's car.
They're just laughing at some guy they don't know.
Right. They're like, oh, look at that guy. He looks short based on the length of his torso.
Look at that dude.
You can't tell how tall someone is when they're sitting.
No.
So he can pretend to be tall in his hatchback. In fact, he probably looks huge in a hatchback. The opposite of Shaq Rule.
Wow. Mm. He really doesn't... We need to Christmas Carol this man and show him how he should appreciate... like, give him all his wishes and then be like, oh, I fucked up.
This kind of sounds like I'm doing an ad for hatchbacks, which makes me think, actually, we should take an ad break.
Yeah, let's take an ad break. talk about what your Toyota Yaris.
Shh.
Okay.
Don't stalk me.
Sorry. No, pay us, Toyota. We'll be right back. We'll be right. Hatchback. We're
Stop.
We're back.
Where were we?
Oh, we were about to...
I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat.
Get a new spare tire.
Also, why are you keeping a spare tire in the back seat?
Yeah, back seat.
There's usually a compartment
well,
for
he's,
that.
Well, he's not cool. No one wants to ride his car.
Wait a minute. He says, everywhere I go, I gets laughed at, which is why he wants a brand new car. But he also says, but when I'm in my car, I'm laid back.
I think
so
he's saying so people can't see him.
I thought laid back literally leaning his leaning it back so when he stopped at a red light, someone next to him can't laugh at him.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too.
I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. So not a spare, like
you
said.
No, and also just throw it away. And also don't keep it in your back seat.
Yeah. This man's
Keep it in
life
your trunk.
Is,
you have a hatchback.
Falling apart.
Plenty of room. Tell you what, I put a fucking dining table and 6 chairs in my hatchback.
What is this voice?
Just
anime from Mobile, Alabama?
I don't know. It's just when I start talking about cars, that's what I feel like.
You slip into a character from Logan Lucky?
I didn't see it. That reference is lost on me.
Oh, I got to start referencing movies you've seen.
Only
beginners.
We're
back. The dinosaur
beginners
thing.
Beginners. We're back.
Really, the holy trinity of movies.
Truly.
All right. So and after then... that, he says. And if you want to know what's really whack, see, I can't even get a date. So what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night
with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Whoa.
So much stuff is happening
and
here.
And some strange word choices.
And do you want to know what's really whack?
Yes.
See, I can't even get a date. Now, what you think of that?
Not
well,
surprised.
You told me that for the first two verses.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
It's kind of your thesis statement.
I love it. He's like asking us a question in the middle, like we're going to be like, no.
Yeah. So far, what we've heard about you is that you cannot play basketball and you're a dick to women. So, not surprised you cannot get a date.
Right.
Also, you don't have a hatchback. I mean, I don't know why he felt like that was relevant information, but that's fine. I heard that prom night is a bomb night. Wait, I'm so sorry. I thought he was an adult.
20 years old when he wrote this song. Oh, not a bomb night for you, Skilo.
No, so does he want to go with a high schooler?
Not great, Skilo.
I think he might.
Or is he pretending to be in high school like a Viner on YouTube?
Or is he just like saying, I didn't go to prom, but still he's talking about it like 2 years after the fact, just being like, I heard it was great. Still very weird.
Oh my god,
for
wait.
Any pity point.
Wait. Oh my god, guys. All I get is the hood rats. And then he says prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat that you can hold tight.
Yeah. He needs to fucking
He just calls women hood rats.
But he was saying earlier hood rat to mean women he doesn't want.
Yeah.
That he tells to scat skittles kabobble. And now he's saying it'd be fun to hold one tight on prom. What the fuck? Get your fucking language correct, sir.
Also, you're 20.
You're 20! Don't go to prom when you're 20. Have you guys ever gotten invited to prom as an adult?
No.
No.
I have, like, come from Vine.
Oh.
People be like, please go to prom with me.
Oh, like the celebrity prom?
I have so many feelings about that.
Yeah, obviously, don't fucking do it. That's so
absolutely
creepy.
Not. But also, I'm just like, go to your goddamn prom with a kid.
Yeah.
Go with a child.
Right. This
you're
would
a
totally
child.
Wreck your own prom experience to go with a
it
famous
would be
person.
Awful.
And it's going to ruin everyone else's prom.
Yes.
Because then nobody cares about anything else except, oh my God, the dude from Stranger Things is here.
Right. It becomes like a really shitty meet and greet.
Yeah.
But like, I was going to like finally make out with Jessica.
And it also feels like it's a weird place to put a celebrity in of just being like, you have to either turn me down or go. It's like, there's no best case scenario, everyone's uncomfortable.
You say, haha, thanks.
Yeah,
that's
I don't.
The best
it just feels
scenario.
Like
don't
a,
reply.
A
ha
weird
ha,
trend.
Flattering.
Like, I don't know when it started, but I think it's so weird.
It started with the chicken nugget retweet bullshit.
I think
how
it's
many
been going
retweets?
On before that.
I have thoughts about that too, but we only have an hour left.
Oh, no.
See, I can't even get a date. Okay, yeah. So, but really, though, I'm Figaro.
What?
What's the reference here?
All I'm thinking about is that cartoon, Figaro,
Figaro,
Figaro.
Does Genius have any insight
yes,
as to this?
Is
that what the cat sings when he's outside trying to find a mate?
No, the cat is named Figaro.
That's what I'm saying. He's Figaro, and that cat's
horny. I turned my Wi-Fi off. I can't.
Right? Guys, we can't fact check this. I'm just going to say I think the Figaro is the horny cat.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I think he's like, but I want that, but really, I'm a horny man. And in my car, I can't even get a hello.
Yeah,
obviously, you have a shitty car. You
and
just
you're leaning
that.
Back so people think no one's driving your
and
car.
And you keep
you
complaining
you.
About your damn car, man.
I wish he would either choose a side. He either needs to just be entirely self-deprecating or entirely self-promoting. But to be a little bit of both is very confusing to me.
And to tell us things about you being a shitty person and then being like, I can't get a date. It's like, because you're shitty. You're talking about how awful you are.
Right.
It's not the marriage. It's the marriage of Figaro or the barber of Seville.
I don't know what either of those are.
I don't know. I think it's a romantic thing. I really want to look it up because the scene is crucial, and I know people are yelling in their cars right now,
I'm
and I
sure
just
it's
want
not
you to not
crucial.
Tweet at me.
I'm sure no one cares.
We get the context.
Yeah.
He's a
lover.
Yeah.
Okay. We know.
Not a baller.
That's fine. Even if he's saying, I'm not a lover, I'm just a pimp. Okay, that's fine. It truly doesn't matter because these words are just changing constantly.
When in my car, I can't even get a hello.
And then what's he say?
Well, so many people want to cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'm going to have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive.
What?
Okay, well, that just sounds like the Californian sketch.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And it sounds like Regulate, which is fitting because he sounds so much like Warren G. It also just sounds like the regular version.
Also, I do take the 110 to the 105. Those are my freeways, so I do feel very seen by this.
You ever been stopped by a guy who just says, look alive?
All the time.
Yeah.
But
that's Skilo.
So he says he tells his homies to look alive. So people know your name, right?
He has
or
friends.
His homies just like, hey,
this
dude,
is
hey, man.
A witness testimony that is falling apart at
so
every
quickly.
Point.
So quickly. Yeah, he does have friends, but he doesn't have friends. I don't know. Also, why is he telling them to look alive? He's the one that can't get laid.
Tell my homies to look alive.
He's like, guys, come on, look alive. You're ruining my game.
He wants the cheerleader effect to go down.
Maybe all of the his homies are just like him, and it's just a bunch of dudes who can't get laid. And so they're just like teaming up together, just being like, one of us is going to get laid one of these times.
Wow, nothing sounds more threatening to me than that scenario.
Well,
imagine like being accosted by a group of 7 men that are all like, one of us has got to get laid.
They're just like the seagulls from Finding Nemo. Like, mine.
Truly, I'm like getting afraid. I'm getting anxiety from this situation you're describing. I don't have a goddamn thing to say about that. And then he goes
so many
on,
people want to cruise Crenshaw on a Sunday. One day I'm going to have to get in my car and go? What does that mean?
Like cruising. I imagine Ghost riding the whip down Crenshaw. But I think that was just like a thing. At least what those music videos from that point in time told me. It's just people just like drive down, listen to music.
Yeah.
Chilling.
And like looking for people to hang out with or hook up with. Yeah.
Rolling down the street. Look alive. Endo.
There you go. Yeah. Well, also, you know, the streets still to this day say no cruising.
Whoa.
You ever see that?
No.
Oh, select streets will still have those signs up, and I think they're from, like, the 90s.
Wait, just like what? You can't drive
here? You can't
here
just, like, drive
you're
around here looking for people, like, past 9 p.m. Because, like, how many, like, if you live
on
a street.
How can you tell if someone's cruising?
Well, if you live on, like, a small street and you see headlights just over and over and over again, where otherwise there's only, like, one car every 10 minutes,
yeah.
You might be like, who the fuck are you looking for? Just
I don't understand too slow. What yeah. someone would be doing cruising nowadays anyway.
No.
I mean, now we have cell phones, so right. everything is a little bit different.
Because it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly. She looks fly.
Skilo, you're a creep.
The left ear, right ear of She Looks Fly, She Looks Fly is very good, though.
I was like, oh, there's a woman over here. Now there's a woman on this side.
It's really not helping the song, though. The song is dragging.
Yeah, he turns into a creepy old man with make me say my. Like, oh, not a good
hello.
Look.
The only time I like that my is on that Usher song. I wanna do something freaky to you, babe. You guys know
I do not.
Slow Jam? No.
No.
Nice and Slow.
Oh.
Nice and Slow is the name of the song.
Nice and Slow?
Yeah.
Oh. My.
Make me say, my, wish that I pull over.
Because it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle, not a box, and these girls keep passing me by.
Does he know that a bruised ego is not, like, going to murder you?
Absolutely.
Bad for my health.
Yeah. Like, oh, how am I ever going to make it?
You will not.
No one will fuck me.
Mm. Story of my life.
Do you think Skilo ever, never mind, he definitely did, got laid off of this song?
What? Yes.
But I guess I'm just like, who hears this song of him being like, sucks to be me. No one wants to fuck me. He's like, yeah. Okay,
so here's the thing I feel like we forget in like 2018 brain. The stuff that we're all noticing is being like, that's fucked up.
Right, yeah.
We did not notice culturally
of
20
course.
Years ago.
Yeah. And also, you do anything, people are just like, ooh, yeah, I'll suck that dick.
Right. Well, I mean, you have a hit song and people are like, I'll suck that dick. Yeah. No one really cares what it's about.
And I'll keep my eyes open.
Okay.
That was a callback to your...
I didn't say, say blowjob. I said handy.
Ah!
Blowjobs, opening or closing your eyes is very different than a handy and opening
I'm
or closing
aware.
Your eyes. The closure of your eyes when you're giving a handy says a lot more than the closure of your eyes when you're giving a blowy. Mike, please weigh in.
I mean, open eyes say a lot.
Look. I made
I can see Mike getting so physically uncomfortable in the corner. I'm so sorry.
Look, all I'll say is that... It was a callback to your thing, and then you sold me out by just going, oh.
I'm sorry, you're right. That was bad as a friend.
How
hey,
dare
on behalf
you.
Of the white community, I
thank
apologize.
You. Now apologize to all of the black community.
To all of the black community, I'm so sorry for all of my sins. Okay, and then we go back to the hook.
What if I just cut out the earlier reference?
Oh,
and
no.
You just,
that's how you start the episode.
Yeah.
You're really trying to make me look offensive.
It's...
I appreciate your commitment.
But the thing
bit.
Is now, if you do eventually say something offensive, it'll just be like, oh, a Demi trick.
I will and I have. In fact, great point, time to bring this up. We got an email that I want to call out as being so helpful, and I want to say thank you. I wish I remember who wrote it.
What?
That occasionally we use some trans-exclusive language when we're referring to genders in songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that we should be more, obviously, aware of not... in. You know, it came into our spam folder, so it took me a while to find it. I was clear in spam. Don't ask me why.
Just trying to get some.
See if there's any
pills.
Good deals on penis pills.
I fucking hate having any notifications.
I do too.
I have a tick. I want to clear them all the time. I'll check it. I'll open a spam email just so it'll stop saying I have an email. So anyway, I found it, and I want to say thank you for pointing that out because I've noticed it when we've done it, and I'm like, it's fine, and we've moved on.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that. I want to be better. I want to be more trans inclusive. So thank you for calling that out. I appreciate that.
And apologies for doing it.
Yeah, truly. So then we go back to Hook. It's the same. Mm-hmm. No more new wishes. We're still clocked in at 7.
Yep. Right.
Then we go to the bridge.
Which is...
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all.
That bass slaps so hard.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey.
Didn't that feel like...
the song was going to end?
That felt like a party, like a day party that started at like noon and it's now like 6 and everyone's really fucking day drunk, but yeah. It's still light outside. Mm. And they're just like sitting outside like trying to jam. And there's like a group of bros being like, wish I was a little bit taller. And they're doing like a call and response thing.
Yeah.
They all feel so fucked up to me.
And there's like one of them has their girlfriend there and she really wants to leave.
Yeah. And they're like, hang on, this is a good part. Wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a baller.
When I lived in Venice Beach, they did a drum circle every Friday. Ooh, hundreds of people collecting on the beach to play drums together.
Ooh, hell,
this feels like the vocal equivalent.
I always felt like this bridge always just felt like the song is gonna end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he comes back and he's like, hey, third verse, and it sucks.
I don't
it's
understand
so long.
So many like rap songs from this era were just like 4 minutes long and you're like, what, you don't need another verse.
It really feels like, and we'll get into this because the third verse just means nothing, it is just garbage syllables and sentences. It really feels like there was some sort of quota by the record company to be like, this song has to be 3 verses in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he was required for it to be that long, and you're just like, fuck it, I don't know, words.
That's interesting. I know that back in the day, I don't think this is true anymore in 95, but way back in the day, they were a certain length because of literally the space on vinyl.
Right.
But I don't know why the fuck they would have done that in the CD era.
I don't know.
Maybe it was like YouTube algorithm. Radio rewards longer
singles. It's gotta be 4 minutes and 30 yeah. seconds you have to release on a Tuesday at 4:30 p.m.
Okay, so that bridge was... perhaps my least favorite bridge we've ever listened to
it's
on
just
this
nothing.
Show.
It's
it is
nothing.
So it's just wasting
go
time.
To the next verse, dog.
Right?
We don't need this.
And the next verse starts.
Wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names, little Mookie the Owl of Rain.
If every day was a Friday, there'd be no weekend, Skilo.
Yeah.
There'd be no Friday.
And you could even speed on the highway? You can.
You can.
We all do.
It's the one place you can speed.
The speed limit on the freeway?
Insane. I also love the phrasing of this because it's and because every day would be a Friday and you could even speed on the highways. He's saying like if every day was a Friday, you could speed on the highway
because people only speed on Fridays.
Yeah.
Maybe Skilo lives by a very certain set of rules that none of us know.
He lives like next to a highway where there's a cop just going, you better go 70.
But on Fridays, you could go 80.
I'm gonna go easy on you just because it's a Friday.
Yeah, it's like a known thing, like free traffic Fridays, you could go fast. Fast traffic Fridays. Damn it, I walked
there
right
it
past
is.
It. I would play ghetto games.
What's a ghetto game?
What's a ghetto game?
Like stickball?
Stickball.
like dominoes?
Yeah, I don't.
Or does he mean like the literal like Jewish ghettos? Like I'm gonna spin a dreidel. Like what does he mean?
Well, I was gonna say not that.
Yeah, I don't think he means that.
What do you
mean literal?
Isn't that where the term ghetto comes from?
Oh, maybe.
I thought that was the first time it was used. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I feel like it's just been so adapted to be like black ghettos.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's how I think of it.
I mean. Probably that's what he means,
yeah.
But...
but also, I imagine he's saying, like, ghetto games, like, games people play. Not literal games, but just, like, things people do that are like, oh, you're playing a game with me right now. So I'm just like, what does that mean?
Oh, you mean, like, maybe, like, a dating game?
Yeah.
Like, hard to get or something?
Maybe. But name my kids ghetto names.
That's
Lil Mookie,
my favorite.
Big Al,
Lorraine. The
what?
Most ghetto name.
Progressively less. Like, Big Al, I'm just like... That's just a like
that's a bouncer.
Yeah,
at any
that's
bar.
A cash advance.
Yeah,
this place
or like a lawyer with yeah. like a mall, a strip mall.
He's a
office.
Lawyer that advertises on the. I think he literally is a lawyer that advertises on LA radio.
Big oh Al. Wow, Big Al, really?
Yeah,
but I also like Lil the Ray. He says he wants to name his kids Little Mookie, Big Al.
Yeah,
like he's already not a nickname. I'm going to name him on the birth certificate,
Little
Mookie,
Mookie.
Low.
Imagine calling
Low.
Your child.
Big Al.
Big
Low.
Al.
Big Al Low.
Big Al Low.
And Lorraine.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Deuce Big Al Low.
Oh. Well, if he's really Figaro, he's going to be Figaro Bigelow. That's pretty Also, I don't know what the naming your kids, how that's contingent on every day being a Friday.
I,
I think this is all. Oh, we have to count the wishes. I wish I had it my way.
Yeah, yeah. So that's eight.
So
that's
it
eight.
Would be Friday. You could even speed on the highway.
But then he doesn't wish for these other things.
So these are all. If he had it in his magical dream world, everything's a Friday. He plays ghetto games and he names his kids very strange things.
Yes. Although Lorraine again,
not ghetto.
Lorraine
not
Lowe.
Lorraine
Lowe. I don't
His name
know.
Is Skeet Lowe.
Right, or Low Ski, as credited on the thing you read.
But that's Tom Hanks.
And then what the fuck? I mean, at this point, this is just word soup.
This entire verse is word soup.
He's not saying anything.
Yeah. I do. Even just trying to dissect this feels like, what can you say? He knows he's not saying anything.
Why did he even have a third verse?
It shouldn't be in the song.
It really just feel like the
punch up. Is the punch up just deleting the third verse?
Yeah,
we did it.
My punch up is saying, I wish I was a little bit taller, and then it's done.
He did his one wish.
Yo, you know that song are real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel.
What?
Because if you don't want me around, see, I go simple, I go easy, I go greyhound.
You know
what?
That's on the real. What is that? His whole, I wish I would have it on my way.
I think he's like, I just confided in you. That's what I want to name my kids. So, you know, that's on the real.
I just opened up.
That was deep.
So if you're down on your luck, you should know how I feel. Because if you don't want me around, then I'll go. I go simple. I go easy. I go greyhound.
He has a hatchback. Why is he taking the bus?
Oh, great question.
I literally think it's just like word association. He's like, I go. Hey, go. Like, go greyhound. Like the slogan. I'm going to put that in
like
there.
Like going down.
Yeah. But Greyhound was better. I don't know. He wants that product integration.
Also, didn't he have to pay Buffalo Springfield to use this line?
Yes.
The hey you, what's that sound?
That's the next part? That's the next one. Mm-hmm. You ready for it?
Hey you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that.
Okay, that really sounded like Slick Rick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I feel like an English teacher when I listen to this verse, because there's so many errors of using the word that or this, but not identifying what you're referring to.
Yes.
Like, everybody wants to get down like that. Like what? And also, you know that's on the reel. Like what?
It doesn't rhyme.
No.
So that, like, he's just like, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Scat, skittle, skabobble to my fucking rhyme scheme.
Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody, I don't know why, like, no, story-wise, this doesn't fit.
I think we would be doing everyone a disservice by trying to make sense of this.
Yeah, it's garbage.
He was like,
garbage.
I don't know, that was kind of all the ideas I had. You need a third verse? All right. Greyhound, that's that sound.
Ain't that fresh.
I do like the way his cadence switches there. But that's even.
But he used it from another song.
Yeah.
It also feels like it switches to a cadence that is just so like rudimentary in rap.
Yeah.
From going like, but it was like skid skid about to being like, hey, you, what's that sound? Yeah. And this
he
feels like a teacher.
Now
rap.
What
you
hear is not a test.
He should have ended it with like, my name is Ski Lo, and I'm here to say I like being short in a major way.
Oh, what the fuck that bitch I did.
Yeah.
He comes around and by the end of the song, he's like, actually. It's not that bad.
It's like, it wasn't me. Where he's just like, ooh, I made a mistake here.
Yeah, should never have asked fucking Shaggy.
And then the ending, it's really just my favorite part, because it's a weird.
This sounds so much like we're back.
Also, the scratching.
Yeah.
Never stops.
It sounds like we have one of those like those holographic things.
Oh,
you're just scratching your nail on it back and forth.
Fades out from him going, I wish. But it's funny because I just imagine him like closing his eyes, like holding his fingers real tight after he's thrown a quarter and just be like, I wish.
No, because here's where the DJ's like,
hello?
All right. That was caller 72 from Anaheim.
All right. We are out of time. We are going back to a song now.
Another thing that you can hear the most in this particular part is the screaming in the background. The crazy. Well, the other one that's like, why?
Yeah,
cut off so abruptly. Like in the real song, when Demi played in the beginning, you can hear it make its way all the way through before the beat comes in. But in this song, every time they do it, it's like, wah, la, la, la.
Yeah.
Like just abruptly cut. It's like, drag it a little bit more, man. Come on.
The editing is so weird at the end of this.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't believe you haven't seen We're Back. That I wish is like frame for frame the same.
I wish.
It's literally when they turn on the dream machine, that's what they hear. All the kids wishing for dinosaurs. And then the one goes, I wish I had a friend.
And then one kid is like, hello?
Hello?
I wish they did that.
I wish.
Okay, wow. I I see what you were saying at the top of this episode.
Right?
I didn't want to listen to it too many times before coming in just so I had like a fresh opinion on it, but like in my head it's better.
Yeah. I think the real problem is that everyone gets to the bridge and you're like, oh, the song is ending. And then you pick a different song on your iPod or Spotify or whatever you're listening to.
Or like the DJ mixes it into another song.
And I think he knew that, which is why he's just kind of like, well, I got to make this at least 4 minutes. Fuck it. Hey, yeah. I wish that I had my way. Speed on the highway.
Yeah, he does like a victory lap in the song.
Yeah.
That's upsetting. Because the first part, like, it comes in really, like, a strong concept.
Yep.
Well committed. He starts listing. It's like a great laundry list. And then he's just like, and now, remember Buffalo Springfield?
He really, it's the happy birthday sign where you start off very big and you just gotta fucking.
Ran out of letters.
Just, yeah.
Oh, is that John Mulaney?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
And
bit.
The bass does slap so much.
The bass slaps so hard, but that's the other song, right?
Yeah.
That's in Spinning?
I think, I want to hear Spinning again to see if it is in there. It's just like Peg.
That's fucking.
Oh no, yeah, it gets in. This is the whole song. Like everything good about the beat of the song is Spinning.
Can we just listen to this? Fuck the rest of the show.
Hello?
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a bowler.
But it gets a lot faster.
Peg
Macarena.
We're just making our own mashups now.
Peg Macarena, you haven't heard it?
Oh yeah.
I'm making it in
my
head.
Hey, Peg Macarena.
I'm scheming it in my dreams. That's probably my favorite line of the song.
Scheming in my dreams.
Wow. Man. Okay, so I feel like we kind of know where he fell off there.
Yeah, which seems like it should be.
Once he says hood rat, it kind of, it's all, it's oh no.
There's
oh,
a cliff right there, and you're just watching him tumble down.
I really wish he would have stayed closer to the short person canon and just been like, and here are the ways in which this is frustrating.
What if he had just, talked about how frustrating it is to be short and then had just gone on to say, like, the entire song was just like, and I also can't do this thing. I can't ride on the rides or something. But then finding out he was 5'8", I'd be like, well, this is a betrayal.
Yeah. Or if you just had the verses where, look, first verse, I'm short. People don't let me play basketball with them, whatever. Second verse, here are things I'm good at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really good at cooking.
Great.
I'm nice. I'm a gentleman. Just kidding. I call women hood rats.
Great punch-up suggestions.
Being short is great because when I ball, I can go through the legs of everyone I'm playing with.
Or fold over in half and sleep on your tray table in the plane.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, that's
the
me.
Best thing.
That's me.
Wait, you can do it? That? You're 6 feet tall.
If I was an X-Man, my superpower would be fall asleep on plane boy. And I would not be very helpful to the team, but I'd be very fresh.
Fuck off. I want that power so bad.
I'm very blessed.
It's my power and it's also a problem sometimes. I'm just like, oh, it's a 45-minute flight. Oh, I slept.
Yep.
Bullshit. I've taken stuff to sleep on planes and I still can't sleep.
Ooh. I can't stay awake.
The secret is that you have to have a very bad sleep schedule otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's what it really is. I don't sleep a lot normally.
So then, Demi, what did you do for the punch-up?
Well, what I just did for the punch-up is I wanted to sort of catch up with Skilo after he got his wish granted.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And see how his life has changed.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just, went to Skilo's house. And I interviewed him.
On all the wishes. Did we get a final tally on the wishes?
I think it was 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was 8 wishes.
Because it was just wishing he had his way and all the things were.
Does I wish at the end count?
No.
In which case, he had 77 wishes.
He has 8 wishes.
So what the fuck is Skilo up to now?
Well, let's see.
Good. There's still the radio call.
Skilo, it's been 23 years since you found that magic lamp. Tell us, does your life feel improved?
I wish I had made those wishes. I wish I was specific. I wish I picked a shorter height by a few inches. Wish I wished for money or a job or at least something more ambitious. I wish I hadn't fucked with my height, cause now I'm tall, so when I ball, I just fall. That was pretty dumb in hindsight, cause I'm not used to the center of gravity. So now I feel the agony of losing blood and getting headlight. Plus, Leo's still with that guy. I'm not sure why. I thought she would leave him suddenly just because I got 6'9". Turns out she likes him because he's kind, because he's got a job and he's smart and he knows how to work his dick right. But I still got this new girl I'm seeing. She's a supermodel who lives across the pond. Man, she's European. So now I gotta call her like I said I would. But we ain't even kissed cause she's off living in a different hood. I should've wished that she was nice. She's actually mean and someone told me that they caught her cheating on me twice.
Oh my god!
My advice, if you ever find a genie, just let him go freely. Or else he's gonna fuck you up supremely. Plus he tricked me into making every day a Friday. Yeah, I didn't really make that wish the right way. I should've wished for Saturdays to be every day. Now I'm stuck working, man, I don't get off anyway. I wish I had made those wishes. I wish I was specific. I wish I picked a shorter height by a few inches. Wish I wished for money or a job or at least something more ambitious. I wish I had made those wishes. I wish I was specific. I wish I picked a shorter height by a few inches. I wish I wished for money or a job or at least something more ambitious. I wish I never made a wish for a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Yo, for real, old Skilo, man, what the fuck was that? Now I'm hiding in my house because my rabbit's fucking mad and he's walking around breaking whatever he swings at. Plus the grammar on my wish was fucked. Turns out the rabbit owns the 6'4 Impala, man, that's just my luck. Also never really specified that 6'4 was just the year and not the size, so it's giant like a monster truck. I should have verbalized the comma in the sentence to signify the word width applied to bat and not the ending. If I'm being real, those are pretty obvious. The cause of this is mostly just the genie, not my sloppiness. I wish my wishes were more defined. I also wish that my wishes weren't written down in a way so that they all rhyme. I also wish that I never made that wish about the highway. That was just a waste of a wish. I wish I had made those wishes. I wish I was specific. I wish I picked a shorter height by a
few. He's not gonna end his with a rhyme. I'm not even
a job or at least something more ambitious.
I wish I had made those wishes.
I fucking hate those wishes.
The bass group's the best part.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and you cut out the third verse.
It doesn't need three verses. It is 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
The third verse is so bad. I was listening to a couple songs on, you know, if you listen to Spotify on your phone and it's got
autoplay.
Well, it's got the like genius behind the lyrics for some songs. Yeah. I always imagine the third verse is just like a wall of text. It's like, Skilo was on some shit. that's it.
We didn't need
it. It's just a photo of Skilo where he's like shrugging. They're just like, yeah, we don't know, man.
Oh my God. I actually liked that hook. Almost better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was fun.
I wish I had made those wishes.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I felt like when I came up with the idea, I was like, oh, I can do better, which is why I waited to the last minute. But I.
Oh, so this was your first idea?
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, it's dumb.
It's a good idea.
This is the one. It was great.
I texted you saying, like, I don't know what I'm going to do for this one because I'm not confident in it.
I can't believe this was that idea. This is a good idea.
Thank you.
You're stupid. This is good, but you're stupid.
Thank you so much for calling me dumb.
No, I think it's so funny, too, that you basically had to bite your tongue for everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
I brought up a lot of the things. And then I, even at one point, I think said one thing that it was in here, and I was like, oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, he did a good job. I also like that a major theme of the second verse was just grammar lessons with Skilo.
Yeah, I was going to make it like, a preposition's just an ending. It shouldn't be this part. Like, I was just going to have it be entirely
Schoolhouse
grammar.
Rock.
Every teacher listening is praising you, raising the roof. Thank you.
If teachers listen to this, I'm really sorry for the edging on behalf of the edging community.
I made it in.
I will not apologize for any edger.
Stop.
No, I just clicked.
To the
edge. The trick to edging is don't do it too long, or now I get mad.
What?
Now I'm not horny, I'm angry.
The over edge.
Over edge, yeah, it's a thing.
I'm on the edge!
And this concludes.
I shouldn't play both of them.
You always do need to play both.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
I can't hear one and not want to hear the other. Thank
exactly.
You so, thank
but
you
I feel like hearing one and not hearing the other, kind of like edging.
Mm.
All right, should we move on?
Let's move on!
You can't punch this.
What was that scream you just did? Let's move on!
I don't know. This is the longest episode. I feel drunk.
It is not.
Mike!
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is your Unpunchable Jam?
So my favorite Unpunchable Jams on this show is when people pick songs I haven't heard of.
Yes, it's
so
best.
I try to pick something that wouldn't be super well known.
Yeah.
So it's the song Do It by Tuxedo.
I don't know it!
So it's this whole genre of music that fellow Vine friend Bettina Campomanes exposed me to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like modern songs that are funky and sounds like they belong in the 80s. So Tuxedo is this wonderful band. It's Mayor Hawthorne and I don't know the other guy who should cut this. It's Jake something.
Jake Chan from the Tuxedo.
DJ Jake or Jake something.
Okay,
but,
I got that.
Yeah. But Tuxedo just makes this awesome funky music, and it's got like synthesizers and this like real heavy bass and all that. So I guess the one connection is the bass of it just absolutely slaps. Mm.
Literally and
fun.
Figuratively.
Yeah, and then there's a little high pitch like it's just very good.
We
very
know
good.
When I listen to it. It's not fair, we only put it in post.
Yeah.
Everyone got to listen to it before me.
You're so lucky. Actually, no, because we'll
edit it.
Yeah, we can also go home and listen to it before anyone else has heard it.
Right,
and then get some post like, hi, this is Editing Miel. It's very good.
The minute I start doing those for any reason other than I absolutely have to.
Oh, you'll have to do every correction and fact check. Yep. Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to start.
Yeah.
Unless I say
seal.
Something truly, truly offensive and wrong, nah, I'm not going to start.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Demi, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm going to pick a rap song from, I want to say 2 years after this, by a band called, or a group called Camp Lo. It's called Luchini, a.k.a. This Is It.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see Vega and get lit, what?
It's just a very, oh, you know it? Mm-hmm. It's so just like exuberant and joyful. It feels like a song that you play after like you've won a game of basketball and she's like, this is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky,
so
let's
sad.
Get rich, what?
Mm-hmm. Ski it's great. Doesn't know what that feels like.
Exactly. And it's also Camp Low, Ski Low.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
So
also just
opposite.
Amazing background beats. Similar in the like, in the beginning, they're like, blah, yeah. It's yeah. got one of those types
oh,
of beats in the background.
It's great. I mm-hmm. love this song so much.
I'm excited to listen to these songs, man.
It's very fun.
It's one of those songs, I don't know, it was, I don't know if it was in like a movie or a video game or something, but it was one of those where I had known about the song, but I had no idea what it was called.
Yeah.
And then my Spotify Discover Weekly one time played it, and I was like doing laps around my office. Like, I did it! I nice. Found it! Like, it's finally here.
Oh my
here.
God!
I will, good. There's a restaurant, I want to say, over on Highland called Luchini, and every time I drive by, I'm just like, it's time to listen to it again.
This is it. Yeah.
This is it. What?
For my Unpunchable Jam, you probably know this song, Sorry, but I like the scream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sorry by Justin.
Is
you probably know
the
song Sorry.
Because of the screaming. No, actually, but because of the screaming, I'm choosing a song that actually came out 3 weeks after.
Whoa.
It's Oh So Quiet.
And so peaceful until you fall in love.
Oh, you know what's funny? I don't know that song very well, but I love the video.
Weird. It's another Vine tie-in.
That almost sounded like you were like, I don't care. Oh, cool. Anyway.
I don't know
wow,
how to respond
weird.
To this. That's strange. So weird for you. Anyways. It rules. It's a cover, obviously, of like an old standard, but Bjork just does it in the most Bjork way. And also, gotta give a shout out to Hazel Street on Vine.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the Vine she did with this song? It went so viral. It was this awesome like stop motion she did where she lined the song up of her like losing her shit where the scream is.
Mm.
I'll see if I can find it. We can retweet it. It's really cool. Mm. Anyway, this song when she screams, God damn it. Every time she screams, I'm like, yeah, because you get to scream along too.
Yeah.
It feels good to have a good scream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
Thank you. You're so supportive, Mike.
No, a good screen
weird.
Is great.
Speaking of supporting, where can people support you?
Oh, man. Well, we talked about it, but I host Potterless, the journey of me reading the Harry Potter series for the very first time as a grown man. It's very fun. You can find that anywhere. Just search for Potterless Podcast. And then I also have a podcast called Horse, where it's everything about the NBA.
Horses!
It's everything about the NBA except for the wins and losses. So we just are here to prove that basketball is fun to follow, just as like a pop culture thing. So we'll talk about beefs or funny stories from back in the day or talk about things like here are jerseys that look cool or here are nicknames that are silly.
Yeah. Oh my God, that sounds fun.
It's a good time. I'm very biased, but I think it's great.
I do have a quick question. Who's on the other side of the basketball is fun issue?
I think people that just think like, oh, it's sports and I don't want to get into sports. I'm a theater kid or whatever. It's like, no. Basketball, the most fun part is all of the other stuff, like the internet drama and all of the other things that come along with it and LeBron throwing shade at people and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he can because he's tall.
And he's, you know, he's like 6'9".
Probably is, huh?
If you want to follow the show, Demi.
You can follow us at Punch Up the Jam on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to facebook.com/punchupthejam.
Oh,
you can
and
email
Mike
us.
Brought fucking sweatbands.
For the photo.
Oh,
yeah.
So check that
photo out.
It's basketball.
You can also see that we're all holding a basketball. That's real.
That's real and not Photoshopped. Mm-hmm. Just like the album art.
And yes. The headbands.
And the headbands. Those
really,
are
really good Photoshop.
And we have a fucking Patreon.
Yep. Patreon.com/punchupthejam. We do bonus episodes. We post all the songs there. Post videos of our behind the scenes. We let you vote on punch-ups. Let you vote on a bunch of things.
And it's only $7.
Seven whole bones.
Which, as I was saying to Mike before podcast off air, is probably too low for all those perks.
I'm on team. You should raise the price, and I don't think anyone will be mad at you for it. It's a lot of work.
Maybe we'll add perks and justify it later.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Figure it out with us. Patreon.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this podcast with all of my heart,
thank
and I'm
you
glad
for
that
listening.
I got to be on it.
Truly the most gracious guest.
Oh, come on. This show's phenomenal. You're both lovely people. And now I get to meet you in the flesh, not just through my little Vine squares.
Through Vine, I know. Also, just in case you're wondering, you can scheme the whole way back to New York. It is a short enough flight.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's how I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to get my hatchback, but leaned back so that no one sees me.
No one will even know your name. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you drive a hatchback onto a plane, they don't like that very much. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.